The following is a presentation of the High Spot Podcast.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
If I can be serious for a minute, without being interrupted.
Excuse me!
What? What?
The measuring stick just changed around here, buddy. You're looking at it.
We don't just set the bar. We are the bar.
Making their way to the ring, talking about the world of professional wrestling, the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Perga, the Jersey Ricky Crew.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
You're listening to the High Spot Podcast. We are the Jersey Wrecking Crew. I am Jeff Martin. I'm inside the Trent Center, Brian Berga, and we are the Jersey Wrecking Crew. You can follow us on all our social media platforms at High Spot Podcast and listen to us on the Cheap Pops Podcast Network.
Yeah, boy.
What is going on, my man? Huge announcements today. Two great guests on the show. What's going on?
What's going on right now, Jeff, is that I feel like I'm living a dream. Guys, the supporters of the show that have been listening to the High Spot Podcast and have been following us everywhere we go, and you know, listen to us on, you know, Apple Podcasts, listen to us on iTunes, where you guys can leave a 5-star rating, leave a review. Only takes a few seconds, guys. And also, you know, following us on everything that we're doing, whether it be on SoundCloud, Google Play, Podbean. It's exciting time to be a wrestling fan, and I know I say that a lot, and it gets overblown by a lot of people that talk about professional wrestling, which we do here on the show. But the mere fact that we are all in, we are committed. All the hard work of you and I, Jeff, and the members of the crew that support this show kind of is finally paying off in the sense that Chicago, Illinois, we're on our way, man.
Oh, you're not ready for the Jersey Wrecking Crew Chicago because we're all in. Yeah, so that's a huge announcement. We are all in, of course, the press conference made by Cody and the Young Bucks this past weekend was a tremendous one, of course. All in, the tickets sold out in less than 30 minutes. So that is a huge and monumental achievement for a non-WWE show to do that. And they have done it. So just talk about your reaction that the tickets sold out so fast. And it's just an amazing feat by Cody and the Young Bucks.
It doesn't surprise me that it sold out so fast for the mere fact that, you know, the way they've been using social media now and all the tools of the internet to get their stuff promoted, which goes against conventional sense, which you think you'd have to pay money on billboards, TV spots, commercials, newspapers, magazines, and things of that nature. That's kind of gone all out the window. What I love about this event, it's kind of revolutionized what you and I talk about, which is the evolution of professional wrestling, that, you know, an event like this, which, you know, Dave Meltzer said that he couldn't see happening, and Cody took that bet, basically, not to stick it in his face, but to say, you know what, there is a change going on right now. And the change is that the wrestling fan and the people that love this sport, professional wrestling, I call it a sport, is because they want to see something different. They're way past the time of booing Roman Reigns and saying, you know, we want something different. We want WWE to do something different. They have the opportunity now of doing something different themselves, and it just speaks volumes to people who support, obviously, individuals like Cody, the Young Bucks, the Bullet Club, all the great talent in the world, professional wrestling all over the world. I just love the fact, Jeff, that we sit here now, back then, and you even say it yourself, too, where we would sit down and be talking straight WWE, and you said to me, I never thought there'd be a day where we'd be talking about New Japan, we'd be talking about Ring of Honor, we'd be talking about all the great independent scenes all in the tri-state area as well, in Chicago, Illinois, and the West Coast, and all over the United States, and all over the world. Let alone also Lucha Underground, which is good friends of ours, and we love you, Marty, for coming on the show several times. He has.
Talk to him. He will be on the show when the premiere starts for Lucha Underground. So
yes.
He'll be back.
So he'll be back sooner than later, and just all that excitement, the fact that something has changed. People want options now. It's like going, me being very vanilla, going and just maybe I want to try something different. Maybe I want to try a different flavor. It's that ability now where there are other options now. It's not just you're forced to see this. If you don't like it, go tune something else and watch another form of entertainment. Now we have options, which back maybe 10 years ago, 5 years ago, we didn't have that.
maybe even like, yeah, I would say like 2-3 years ago, we didn't have an option. No,
it was still there, but it wasn't well known.
I'm shocked, dude. I remember I told you, man, oh, dude, it's make or break. If we got to get to Radio Row for WWE. That's my goal. You know, that at the end of the day, that's what I want to do. It's going to be make or break. And then we can just stay right here, too. You know, a bunch of times that I thought we were really close to doing that. I can say, like, I admire Brian Fritz for being able to have that relationship with WWE and for him to see him at the SummerSlam events, too. We're going as fans. He's going to cover it. And we're telling Brian, you know, like, listen, we're going to do that. And, we thank Brian Fritz for giving us this platform.
Oh, yeah.
On the Cheap Pops Podcast Network. And I think the ball kind of started rolling with that. And I think once people saw that, hey, Brian Fritz is behind us, as well as Mike Wiseman, who does a great job on Between the Ropes, too. So
both of them do a great job.
Give a shout out to them. And I was thinking, okay, all right, so now we're legit. Okay, before. And again, I want to also thank the Shining Wizards
B-Plus Player Radio as well. B-Plus
Player Radio, because they gave us the platform when we were just,
you know, starting out.
We even know what we were doing. You know, I was having a conversation before. I was like, I remember we started on SoundCloud, and I basically took our business card, and I remember taking a screenshot of the cursive H, and that was our logo. And I didn't even know where to start. You know, I don't even know where are they going to get the graphics? How do you even do that? Building a website, going crazy.
Getting your content out there.
A new website, too. Thanks for reminding me. We wear many hats here, guys. But just doing that stuff. And then, reflecting. And you asked that question a long time to a lot of guests. You know, do you ever have a chance to reflect? We haven't had a chance to reflect, man, because we're always hustling. We're always on the go, you know, going to these places. And I think networking ourselves was a great way to do stuff, because, you know, sitting here and just emailing people, sure, it's cool, but, you know, they're not going to put, you know, faces to our name. So again, we thank WrestlePro, we thank Battle Club Pro Wrestling Magic, you know, who let us do commentary. What were they thinking? But I think we're doing a good job there, too.
I think we're doing a good job.
Everything kind of takes form, you know. And then, you know, Cody's words, as far as like spend now, make more later, and just the whole thing about him investing in himself and the Young Bucks and taking a chance on yourself and the entrepreneurship that we're going to talk to actually with Brandon Howard, who has a great article, 7 Things You Need to Know About All In, which we saw the article and we had to have him on. He came on, a great interview with him coming up in just a few minutes. But I think All In, when I saw it, it's kind of like a sign. I think it was like...
Literally, it was a sign that said all in.
Literally, yeah. And I was like, all in. That's what we're doing. And you can't have fear. You can't have fear about, you know, or we can't be like, oh, let's see how this goes and we'll be all in next year, if there's one next year. We can't do that. We take a bet on ourselves, you know. So we're doing this, going to Chicago, going to be on Podcast Row for that event on Saturday.
Really excited about that.
Yeah, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday convention event. There's so many names. Go on StarCast.com and check out the names. Follow them on Twitter at StarCast, and you'll see, you know, just how many names are there. Everyone's all in. I'm really excited about Farrah, though. I can't wait to see Cody's dog there, too. But everyone's going to be there. You know, Farrah's going to be the first person I put on the guest list that we want to talk to.
Oh, yeah. We have to.
But, you know, all in was just kind of like a symbol for what we're doing. And
it's really it's a metaphor, man. It's a metaphor for what we're doing. It's a metaphor for what Cody and Young Bucks are doing. It's a metaphor also for the fans of professional wrestling, like I spoke to earlier when we started the show, that them wanting something different, them wanting the ability to choose, listen, we want to see these group of people succeed, but more importantly, we want to see them because we're entertained by them. We don't want to see the same stuff that's being force-fed down our throats, as most people complain a lot when we talk about WWE programming. And that's just the way they run things. And they've been very successful at doing it. So who are we
if the wheel ain't broke. You know?
Yeah, don't fix it, of course. And, you know, they're always going to be there. And I'm sure WWE is not even looking behind them, worrying about certain things. But I like it because I feel this is kind of, not that it hasn't already happened, but I feel this is kind of a stamp to prove to everyone who follows professional wrestling and people that are following this event, that this is a stamp. This is a monumental moment similar to, you know, walking on the moon and putting that flag on the moon, saying, all right, this is our moment now where professional wrestling in the independent circuit and wrestling all over the world can be acknowledged now, because there's so many more abilities of streaming things, of seeing content like New Japan, like Ring of Honor, which back at 3 years ago, you didn't have that ability to see it. You could only read about who these stars were. Now you can visually see them. Now they have more access to them as you ever did before. And now that's kind of changed to me the landscape of professional wrestling.
So a lot of things on our plate that weekend. Again, Thursday through Sunday is a convention. So many great things. I mean, you're going to get Bruce Prichard will be there. Conrad Thompson, most definitely. You're going to get Eric Bischoff will be there from a great podcast, 83 Weeks. Dude, I really recommend that one. They just talked about Bret Hart and, you know, that whole Bret Hart, Eric Bischoff situation. You know, they're not the best of friends right now with the whole back and forth trash talking. We had Eric before on the show on the YouTube channel, too. I mean, he's going to be there. They're going to have so many, you know, things they're going to discuss. They're going to discuss the death of WCW. You're going to be able to get to do karaoke with Marty Scurll, so you might get a chance to do that thing that we talked about when we were at
Marty wants no part of me right now.
Yeah. So that's going to be interesting to see. You know, like I said, you can actually, you know, a jam session with Papa Buck, yeah, which is Matt and Nick Jackson's dad, will be there too. So many things to do. It's going to be very fan friendly, and the pricing for the tickets. I mean, when you talk about $78 being the second to most expensive, you know, there, and you get $153 for ringside seats, that's a pretty good deal when you get to see Cody, Kenny Omega, Okada. So, you know, the names go on, and they keep breaking even as we're doing the show. There's just more names. Everybody wants to be all in. But for us, what it represents is all in is the chance that we took about a year ago. You know,
more than a year ago.
Yeah. A year and a half ago, probably. Mm-hmm. Maybe even two, man. Because
we're close to two right now.
And then we kind of were like, do we want to do sports? And then you were the one that, and I'll give you all the credit in the world, you're like, let's talk wrestling. And I remember, dude, it was when CM Punk was on that interview, I was at Red Carpet, and they asked him, are you done with WWE? Oh, yeah, I'm done with them for sure. 100%. Yeah. And we were like, let's roll on that, right? And we rolled on it, and we talked about it, and then it just became organic, and it became fun to do. You know, it's always fun to do sports radio, but, you know, we liked wrestling, and of course, we knew there's so much competition out there with all the wrestling podcasts, and kudos to them. We don't want the whole pie. We just want a piece of the pie.
Yeah,
you know?
But let me just cut you off there real quick, because you're making great points. But like I say, I don't think, honestly, to be truthful, Jeff, we talk about professional wrestling because we're passionate about it and we like it. But honestly, if I look back to the very first episode, or I think it was the third episode, we start talking about professional wrestling, we start breaking down Raw and SmackDown and leading up to pay-per-views. We never identified ourselves as a wrestling podcast. We talk about wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling.
And so High Spot Podcast and our gorgeous logo that you guys see and you support and you notice it, you know, it represents that too, but it just represents, more importantly for Jeff and I, at least for me, I can only speak for myself, a symbol of what Jeff and I hope to obtain with the holding up the title and you know, ring figure. For me, at least, it's a goal.
And I
in
love
terms
that they
of,
used me as the outline. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's me right there.
Oh yeah. I could definitely tell from your biceps that was you.
That is me. Yeah.
But it's just a symbol in terms of we want to be champions of our own entertainment brand, and that's what the High Spot Podcast is all about. You know, it's about professional wrestling, which we talk about on a daily basis, because that's just what Jeff and I always talk about. When we see each other or we talk to each other during the course of the day, we text. It's all about wrestling, so let's talk about something we're passionate about. I've moved from doing wrestling and something that I was interested in, which is the adult film industry, and I moved into something like that off a whim, and it's been very successful, and you guys have loved the episodes, which I have so much more content to put out there, and working with public relations departments in the adult film industry, giving you another perspective of it. It's not the cheesy, oh, we're talking about porn boobies, stars, boobies, and stuff like that. It's about understanding the business, understanding these performers, similar to wrestlers, behind the scenes in terms of these human beings and individuals doing something they love. Every guest we've had on the show, they've been passionate and they love what they do, just like you and I love what we do. So this whole event of All In, and I guess this is a show in terms of reflecting, it really symbolizes everything we've done so far in a two-year span.
Yeah, and one final thing on that, too, before we get to Brandon Howard, who joins us from the Chicago Tribune. Great article, 7 things you need to know about All In. We're going to talk about it in just a little bit. But one final thing, too, is if you talk about, too, the guests that we've had, like you were talking about, I mean, you know, Brad Shepherd, you know, I love Justin Barrasso to death. He's been a guest on the show, too. He knows his stuff, but it's always good to find that, you know, that diamond in the rough or that next guy. And Brad Shepard of BodySlams.net, who's so gracious enough for us to share our interviews there. So if you want to check out YouTube interviews there, just, you know, go to BodySlam.net and you can see our interviews there that we did at WrestleCon too. But just, you know, him and him breaking all these WWE news stories and all these wrestling stories is amazing. He's the next guy. He's going to be the next guy. And the fact that he was, you know, on our show, and we kind of like, we're like, yo, let's take a chance on this guy. And that's what it is. That's what it's all about. You know, it's getting a new voice, because you could always go to the big podcast and get, you know, the bigger names. And we've had, you know, Jason Powell on, we've had Justin Barrasso on, you know, so it goes on and on. But to be able to get that perspective, maybe from an independent wrestler or from someone that, you know, up and coming, like, you know, to, like we've had, just amazing. You know, it's great to do the show. And, you know, I said that we're going to give you more of our personalities, because I think that's what we need to do just to, you know, get the show to the next level and stuff like that. So that's what we're going to do. But, you know, All In just has a huge significant meaning to me. And, you know, it kind of was like a sign or a metaphor, like the trendsetter said about having to do this. So we're lucky to do it. So it'll be there Saturday, Podcast Row. All the festivities are Thursday through Sunday. And, of course, All In is Saturday night as well, too. So, you know, one of the first matches, too, that they said is going to be Cody versus Nick Aldis, if he still is a champion, by All In for the NWA Championship.
That's going to be exciting. It's going to put the significance, the historical factor of a title like the NWA Championship on a platform like All In and give it the respect it deserves. I mean, the mere fact of the documentary 10 pounds
of gold by Dave Lagana, a former guest on our show,
it's just, it's amazing that everything is kind of coming full circle in Chicago around September 1st. And like I said, it's going to be another version of WrestleMania, I guess. Maybe, I hate to use the word indies, because I think indies gets a bad rap when people think of it, but it's just a huge representation and a WrestleMania factor for all the promotions out there that want to be successful.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Looking forward to that. We'll definitely talk about All In. We got a whole plethora of months before we get
to have so much time to talk about it.
So we're going to get ready now to get Brandon Howard on the show. But first, we got to talk about Collar and Elbow. It is an apparel brand founded by Al Snow, mixing wrestling passion with street fashion. From cool-looking headwear to great-looking men's and women's shirts, check out their entire spring fashion line by going to collarxelbowbrand.com and save yourself 10% on your entire online purchase just by entering promo code HIGHSPOTPODCAST, all in caps. Definitely want to go to Collar and Elbow. Love their wear, man, and they bring this interview to you. It is Brandon Howard from the Chicago Tribune. Guys, there's 7 things you need to know about All In, and he's got it for you, and he joins us on the High Spot Podcast. All right, Trendsetter, of course, everyone knows by now that the High Spot Podcast is All In. We will be at Podcast Row, but you know what? If there's 7 things that you need to know about All In, I can't think of a better person then our next guest to join us, and that is Brandon Howard. He is digital news editor for the Chicago Tribune. A great article this past week on All In events going on in Chicago. Brandon, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
And you can follow him on Twitter, too, at Brandon Howard _. So,
yes.
Okay, 7 things that we need to know about it. You got a lot of rave reviews on it. Talk about first the concept. All In sold out in less than 30 minutes. Just your thoughts on this big achievement from Cody and the Young Bucks.
Yeah. Well, I can give my kind of the story of the article, if that's what you guys are wondering about.
Yeah, definitely.
I follow wrestling, and probably maybe the only person in the newsroom that does. So All In really wasn't on anybody's radar. You know, and I don't see how it would be, because other than one billboard that was out by O'Hare, they're really, I mean, you know, they haven't been, you know, putting money into advertising in the conventional sense. So it just wasn't really on anybody's radar. So I talked to, you know, the people at the Tribune, some editors, and brought it to their attention and told them that, you know, this is going, I had a feeling it would sell out, just my hunch. I think everyone kind of did, but obviously, no one really knows for sure, but I told them, you know, whether it sells out or not, it's I kind of explained to them what was different about this show, that it wasn't being put on by, you know, a big corporate promotion. It didn't have big money backing. So what the editors really wanted was, you know, they were not worried that people wouldn't be interested in it if they weren't wrestling fans, but they wanted to definitely see if there would be an angle that would appeal to everybody. So I kind of told them how it was self-produced and outside of the corporate confines. And I think they really took to that. So I'm happy they were cool with letting me do something kind of different. You know, the Tribune doesn't cover professional wrestling. I think they covered CM Punk kind of at the top of his run in WWE, because obviously he's from Chicago. But other than that, it's pretty barren for pro wrestling coverage in the newspaper and on our website.
That's so surprising, Brandon, because you know why? Chicago is so known around the world, if you're a professional wrestling fan, obviously, of being such a, you know, a diehard sports town for their, you know, sports, whether it be baseball, basketball, but also it's a diehard wrestling town as well. So I'm surprised that not a lot of people had drawn more attention to it, because the mere fact that it sold out in under 30 minutes, can you talk about that and also the significance of the selection of Chicago as a place to hold this first ever event all in?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the sellout is, you know, is probably one of the biggest wrestling news stories that we'll see in a while. I mean, Ring of Honor hasn't drawn 10,000. And I mean, from what I've read and what I've seen reported, even WWE has trouble sometimes, you know, selling 10,000 tickets to house shows and Raw and SmackDown tapings sometimes. So it's hugely significant for the wrestling industry, no doubt about it. As far as the location of Chicago, I mean, that's, you know, I talked to them about why they chose Chicago. And as you saw in the article, Cody said it's one of the greatest cities in the world. And just speaking personally, I think Chicago makes sense because, you know, it's centrally located. There's a lot of airports. And Cody has said that in another article. He was quoted as saying that in Deadspin. So Chicago makes a lot of sense and definitely has a thriving, healthy, independent wrestling scene and great fans. So I think Chicago is a great place to have it.
Now, you mentioned there was like one billboard, right, for this event?
Yeah.
And I know they had tweeted out and they were saying how the promotion's begun. So it led you to believe that there were like tons of more billboards out there. But this has kind of been driven through Twitter, through YouTube. Their social media is outstanding as far as getting subscribers to the YouTube channel, as getting, you know, getting their names out there through their wrestling. It's all over the world. Talk about the way that they've done this through social media, not like you said, the normal kind of advertising like billboards or maybe commercials. Talk about this new way of advertising using social media like Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. Just talk about that.
Right. It's fascinating, right? Because what we're seeing happen, I think, is something that could not have happened, obviously, before social media. But I also think could not have happened, you know, in the hands of, you know, wrestlers and performers and creators who were, you know, a little less in tune. You know, I think Cody and the Bucks as performers and, you know, as entrepreneurs really have built something unique, and it's a complete zeitgeist moment. You know, it's just tapping into, I think, the frustrations that some fans have, you know, with WWE, the frustrations that some fans have with the way wrestling is marketed and sold to them. And Wade Keller talked about this on Pro Wrestling Torch, but that, you know, this is really for fans who want to say we are not happy with the way wrestling is. And they went all in because they want to be there for history. They want to side with who they think and who they believe is really speaking to them. And so it's a really interesting moment, and it's a big story.
A big story, and just to piggyback off what Jeff just mentioned and asked you basically about the type of advertising that's being done now on social media rather than the conventional sense of, you know, going out in newspapers, billboards, and things like that nature, or TV commercials. Another thing I've realized too is that it seems like, at least for Jeff and I and a lot of wrestling fans that watch professional wrestling, now it seems to be more than ever, prior to the Monday Night War scenario and back to the days, especially when there were territories, it seems right now more than ever, due to social media, due to the internet, there seems to be so much more content out there where wrestling fans now seem to believe that there are other options outside the huge juggernaut, which is WWE. Would you agree with that concept? And you think that, you know, they're taking advantage of something like this because what you just mentioned before, the wrestling fans being so frustrated how wrestling is being marketed nowadays, quote unquote, mentioning WWE, that this is now their alternative. This is more their event than Cody and the Young Bucks.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in terms of their marketing, you know, they obviously understand that, you know, wrestling is a lot different than it was 10 years ago. I mean, even I'm 26, even when I was in high school, you know, I would hear about certain Japanese wrestlers and I would hear about Ring of Honor, but it wasn't even in 2007, 2008, it wasn't even as readily available on YouTube. You know, there wasn't, you know, ROH streaming, as there wasn't New Japan streaming service. So no matter where you are in the world right now, you can pretty much see any kind of wrestling you want. You know, you don't have to order a DVD and wait for it to take weeks, you know, for most promotions. So yeah, I think they definitely understand that, and they have a certain charisma and a certain star power that people want to go all in and make history with them for that reason. I hope that answers your question.
No, it does, Brandon. Thank you so much. You're really, you know, enlightening us here about all the events and all in, just, you know, the significance. And I want to talk about the convention that they're doing. It's going to start from that Thursday all the way to Sunday. So many different things for the wrestling fan. Podcasts are in demand now. There's so many wrestling podcasts. We're included in that as well. Talk about, you know, just the way that they're going to do this too, because not only is it, you know, they're so popular that, you know, for one day you're going to be able to do karaoke with Marty Scurll. The other one you're going to be able to jam with Nick Jackson and Matt Jackson's dad. I mean, talk about all these things that are just so fan friendly for these guys to, for the fans to go to. And also the price ranges, it's not going to burn that much a hole in your pocket.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, with StarCast, it would appear that they are really, you know, going all in to make this a destination, right?
Yeah.
So if there are people flying from all over the world, which people have said that they are on Twitter and on Reddit, that, you know, it gives them something else and something extra. About StarCast, what really jumped out to me researching the article was the amount of names and legends and different people from the world of pop culture that they have involved in the convention. So they have Macaulay Culkin and Ron Funches. They have fun of like the karaoke events like you were talking about. So yeah, it seems like a way of saying this is a destination weekend and it's more than just one wrestling show.
And then my other question is, do you think there's a lot of stories out there that, you know, WWE is kind of like, really, they don't have their eyes on what's going on here right now. They're worried about other things. But do you think this is something that WWE should, you know, at least have on their radar as far as maybe what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong? Or is just Vince or, you know, or Hunter, you know, not even giving all in a second thought?
Yeah, as far as, you know, what WWE is doing, I don't know, and I can't really speak to that. But in terms of if it's something that should be on their radar, it would seem like it's something that should, in terms of there seems to be real genuine enthusiasm for this show online and comments and the way tickets are flying that you don't see when people are discussing the latest episode of Raw SmackDown, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of if WWE is paying attention to it, I don't know. Should they? I'm not going to say what they should do, but I will say that there does seem to be a real excitement in a certain fan, in a certain demographic of fan for this show that there hasn't been for WWE in as long as I can remember.
There is definitely excitement for this event and all that will transpire during this event when it actually happens in Chicago for All In. But what I want to ask you is basically, you know, talking about more of this is going to be a convention. It's going to be similar to the equivalent of a WrestleMania weekend in a sense, because people will be driving all over the world to come to this event around September. Can you talk about maybe a little about yourself? You mentioned how, you know, you're probably the only one in the newsroom that kind of followed wrestling, had to give your case of why you wanted to write this article about it. What started you on the path of watching professional wrestling and being a fan of it to this day?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I've been watching wrestling since, like, I was in second grade. I remember turning on the TV, and I just saw Edge come out and hype up the crowd, and Jericho being a jerk to someone in the front row. And
there you go.
I think, like most wrestling fans, you kind of have that moment where you're like, the first time you watched it, you know, you're hooked. And that was the case with me. And kind of been following it my whole life. And I grew up in Southern California, so I actually was a wrestler in Southern California for a few years until I, you know, stopped wrestling, went to college full time and pursued other interests. But yeah, I've been involved in it and I grew up watching it. And once I stopped wrestling, I actually, you know, I took a big break from watching it for a little bit towards the end of my college years. But, you know, eventually you come back around and wanting to check it out and see what's going on. And yeah, that's where I am.
So has the evolution changed in the sense that you said you took a break from it and now coming back? Is still the wrestling fan in you as you're writing this still kind of jumping with excitement? Because this is something, like we spoke before, it feels like it's for all the fans right now. All the fans that wanted something different and somewhat of a change in the way professional wrestling is being run is now happening here in a pretty historic fashion right now with All In. Do you feel the type of excitement as a fan while you're writing this article?
Yeah, I think we all do for that the idea that there is something different in any industry. You know, when if there was one news channel on television, if Fox News was the only news that you could watch, I mean, and then all of a sudden there was another network that, you know, was producing news in a different way and telling stories in a different way, I think people would be excited about that too. And wrestling is really like maybe the only entertainment industry I can think of where maybe like one man or one group or one corporation kind of run it. And I think it's exciting for art in general when there are more voices being heard and more ways of telling stories.
We are here with Brandon Howard, his article, 7 Things You Need to Know About All In. You can follow him on Twitter at @BrandonHoward_. Great article for the wrestling fan that wants to know just what's going on for the events in All In Chicago, Labor Day weekend. Listen, a lightning rod still to this day for WWE fans as well as wrestling fans is CM Punk. It's been almost now 5 years since he's left WWE, but the chant still rain loud in arenas out there. He will be doing a autograph signing that weekend. You as a fan, do you like CM Punk, and do you think that we will see him that night in All In?
As a fan, yes. As far as if he'll be in All In, I have no idea.
Well, your gut feeling. I'm saying he's going to wrestle, but do you think he'll be right at the arena?
My gut feeling. You know, I kind of don't even want to say if I do or not. I guess we'll just have to see. I mean, I know there are reports out that saying, oh, it seems like a for sure thing, but nothing that I've been following has really indicated whether it would be for sure or not. So yeah, it's kind of up in the air. I don't really know how I feel one way or the other.
Would you like to see him get back in the ring soon?
Yeah, I think it would be a great thing for his fans. And if he's up to it and if he wants to do it, then yeah, that would be cool.
Brandon, for me, it's I like to think that something like this, what we're talking about right now and having you, and you gracious enough to give us a few minutes of your time because we know you're a busy man, but do you feel this is kind of like, in a way, since 2017 and now 2018 that we're in, kind of opening the door now where, perfect example, Cody Rhodes, taking the risk of leaving WWE, a steady paycheck, and basically going out and betting money on himself to prove himself that he can be a top star and, you know, still has the same type of financial success that he did have in WWE. Do you think this something like this right now could be the launching pad? Not that it hasn't been already, where most people kind of think the same way, where wrestlers now, whether they're starting up or whether they're still in the business and still trying to find themselves in their identity, can now think to themselves, you know what, I could be successful. I don't need WWE to be a star.
In terms of financials for them, you know, I don't know, but in terms of if they can be a star and still be involved in something relevant, of course, I think, in my opinion, that I don't see how it wouldn't, you know, turn some heads in the WWE locker room and perhaps make some guys think or women think that, you know, maybe there are other options, especially looking at what Cody has done since WWE and really, really making a huge name for himself in creating a star persona for himself that he did not have before.
All right, Brandon, for me, how much more do you want to do more articles on wrestling for the Chicago Tribune? How much has it got you? Has it given you the itch to be like, you know what? I can convince these guys to give me another article, follow up, or maybe cover something else, or maybe cover Money in the Bank or something. How much more? You tell the passions in there inside you. Like, how much more do you want to cover wrestling for Tribune and kind of be a pioneer and cover pro wrestling?
Yeah, I definitely love to cover pro wrestling more for the Tribune. I will say that, you know, my editor has said, you know, maybe we'll do another preview article before the show, maybe once the card is announced. So that might be coming. And as far as, you know, regularly covering it, I think, you know, if a story piqued my interest and that there was something worth talking about, then yeah, I would definitely be interested in doing it more for the Chicago Tribune.
Well, if CM Punk shows up at All In, we'll see if it gets televised or not, but I'm sure rumors will spread. Everyone on social media will be saying CM Punk, you know, showed up at All In. That's something that you might kind of be chomping at the bit to cover. But listen, Brandon, thank you so much for joining us. It's an exciting time for independent pro wrestling, you know, and, you know, Cody and Young Bucks sold it out in less than, 30 minutes. So kudos to them and what they're doing. But, you know, thanks for what you're doing for keeping us all informed, the wrestling fan, of what's going on with All In Chicago, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. That was Brandon Howard from the Chicago Tribune. You can follow him on Twitter at @BrandonHoward_. Lots of great info, man. You can tell his passion for it, and hopefully he gets to cover more wrestling stuff. But, you know, that article was retweeted by the Young Bucks, too. So they, for a major news company like Chicago Tribune to, you know, cover All In, it's a great sign.
It's a great sign in terms of not just the billboard they have up there in Chicago, but also the fact that, you know, Brandon mentioned it during the interview that he felt this was a lot of significance around it that should have been addressed. And I'm glad he did it because, you know, for something like us that we discussed it here on the East Coast, we're not in Chicago, for them to kind of be there and embrace it, it's nice to have the ability for all the fans in Chicago, which are die hardcores. Everybody talks about the fan base in Chicago. They have a voice. And a great article. And, you know, I'm surprised he only picked 7 things because I'm sure there could have been a lot more on the list. So he was able to break it down to 7 is really good. And 7 really good ones in terms of, you know, ticket pricing, in terms of the significance of why Chicago was chosen. And more importantly, too, the significance of what this factors in the whole landscape of pro wrestling.
Most definitely. And again, we will definitely hear from Brandon down the road because I'm sure he's going to be writing more articles about this event. And hopefully, you know, a CM Punk, you know, appearance on Saturday, that could be something that really would be newsworthy. So hopefully he gets to cover that. So thanks, Brandon, for joining the High Spot Podcast. But now I know everybody's all sad. 29 minutes and it's sold out. Now I got to go on StubHub and pay these crazy prices. But you know what? If you're in Jersey and you wanted to fly out and you wanted to be all in and you wanted to see the Bullet Club, you wanted to see Cody, his lovely, beautiful, gorgeous, stunning, amazing wife Brandy, and you wanted to sing a duet with Marty, or you wanted to find out if Hangman really killed Joey Ryan, or if you want to, you know, two sweet or one sweet the Young Bucks, you know, you can't do it. But the week before You can if you're in Jersey, and all you got to do is take that little drive wherever you are to Atlantic City. Yes, Atlantic City.
That's more than a little drive.
Well, depending where you are. Depending where you are. Yeah. It's a hop, skip, and a jump away. But if you're in North Jersey, then where we're at, it's definitely going to be a ride, about 3.5 hours. But take that drive and spend a weekend of all wrestling there, because Boardwalk Beatdown, Standalone Wrestling, Chad Minnis and company will present to you an amazing weekend of wrestling. You're going to get a dinner with the stars. You're going to get autograph signing with the Bullet Club. That is the huge announcement. You will be able to see the Bullet Club in New Jersey. In
all their glory. You'll see them.
And you'll also see Goldberg and Sting, WWE Hall of Famers, and the list goes on and on. James Ellsworth, Rich Swann, Sue Young, Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake.
Matt Riddle's going to be there.
Matt Riddle. Hopefully we'll have something on that soon. You know, and the list goes on and on. You said Hardcore Holly's going to be there.
Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock.
Doink the Clown. King Kong Bundy.
I mean, it's going to be a who's who, and it's going to be right in our backyard here in New Jersey. So go down there and support them. You know, go to standalonewrestling.com. Get your tickets. There's going to be so many opportunities. But get your chance. If you've never seen the Bullet Club, find out what all the fuss is about. Go see them that weekend, August 24th and the 25th. Make a weekend out of it. You know, go to the casino. You know, go with the missus. Go with the guys. Go gamble a little bit. And then, you know, go talk some wrestling. Because it is what we're all about. We're all about wrestling, and we want to, you know, spread the word. And Boardwalk Beatdown is going to be the talk of New Jersey. And, you know, they want to do it again next year. This is going to be an annual thing. And with Chad's drive here and his, you know, and his hustle, he's got you guys, Goldberg, Sting, and the Bullet Club complete. You know, the Bullet Club. So, I mean, just amazing for Chad. And Chad Minnis joins us on the High Spot Podcast talking, what else? Boardwalk Beatdown. All right, trendsetter, you know, right before All In, actually New Jersey can get All In. You know, the tickets went on sale for All In, and they went, you know, they sold out in like 29 minutes, 30 minutes or so. And those people that can't go, if you're in Jersey, you have an opportunity to be All In on Boardwalk Beatdown. And why is that? Because we're joined by Chad Minnis of Standalone Wrestling. Chad, tell the world what you broke this week that's going on for Boardwalk Beatdown on August 24th and 25th. Who's going to be there?
So this Boardwalk Beatdown, our first event, we're actually going All In, and we're bringing in the Bullet Club.
You know, me and the trendsetter were like, holy smokes, you said this announcement was going to be huge. How did it come about? And just tell, you know, you talk about the Bullet Club, just, you know, it's Cody and the crew, like, just, you know, tell us how it all came about.
Yeah, so the ones that are going to come are the Bucks, Cody, Brandy, Marty, and Hangman. And this was actually the original concept for Boardwalk Beatdown, was going to be the Bullet Club. And Ring of Honor that weekend was supposed to run both dates. So they were unavailable. And I put in the request for all the talent. And I was told, no, they're not available for that weekend, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out this week, right before All In, Ring of Honor decides not to do a double shot and only decides to do a single shot in August. So I'm in contact with Cody's agent. I said, let's get this thing done right away. And it just so happened that All In was going on sale the same weekend, the press conference and everything like that. And, you know, within a matter of a day and a half, we were able to, you know, put all the talents together, figure out the travel arrangements, get the deposits in, get everybody on board. And up to the last minute, right before I posted it, is when we finally got the graphics done. But everything worked out perfectly for the announcement.
Wow, talk about a huge announcement for Boardwalk Beatdown in Atlantic City, August 24th and 25th. You know, here's a chance, probably going to be the last time that, you know, the last chance that they will be all together before All In. So it's kind of a great thing for you guys to do. And for the people that, you know, couldn't get the tickets and because they sold out, you know, now if you're in Jersey, you got a chance to go see the Bullet Club. So it makes it for a great weekend, Chad.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, besides Goldberg and Sting, you know, we're going to have the entire, you know, almost the whole Bullet Club there now. And, you know, stuff that they're not in on the weekend is we're going to do a dinner with the stars on Friday night. It's going to be more mid-tier talent, lower talent, you know, some former stars. And Saturday night, we're going to have a live show, too. It's not an all-in venue. It's not 10,000 seats. It's a small 700 intimate seat venue. And we're definitely going to sell it out, and people are buying tickets like crazy. We're almost sold out of the first row of VIP booths. So it's an exciting weekend.
You know, last time we spoke to you, Chad, we spoke about how, like, there are so many hats that you wear, and especially when it comes to the promoter hat, a lot of people say you have to be crazy to be a promoter because everything gets pretty chaotic. For you right now, knowing that we're fast approaching before you know it, what has transpired in terms of the card? Has everything filled out the way you want it to be, or are there still some bumps in the road that you're planning on trying to correct before the event begins?
You know, everything so far has gone absolutely perfect. There was a couple talents that got other bookings that were about to pull off, and they honored their word and kept us, you know, and we appreciate that. But, you know, everything has been smooth sailing. You know, I'm excited, but, you know, it is. It's I'm doing this 24/7. You know, of course, I have my own job that I have to work, and I work crazy hours, too. And then, you know, it was constant. I'm always on my own job, on the phone, trying to figure things out with this. And, you know, I get home, I'm on the computer, on the phone, you know, always marketing because it doesn't stop, you know, with the, you know, just like promoting your podcast. It doesn't stop. You know, you have to, it's a 24/7 type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's crazy.
Yeah, the hustle is real, Chad. And, of course, you know, Standalone Wrestling is going to have their card there after the signings. It's going to be, you know, an event, too, so you're going to get to watch it. You can follow them on Twitter, at Saw Pro Wrestling. Just talk about the card. Is that shaping up to your liking?
So the card we're going to start announcing June 2nd, right after our Momentum show, which is in Tuckerton. It's going to be a mix of our regular Standalone Wrestling guys and then a combination of some of the guests that are in with the convention. And it's going to have a very special concept, which we're going to talk about on June 3rd. Maybe, you know, we could do this again and, you know, we could talk about the concept as soon as we announce it. You know, we could talk to you guys about it again, you know, because it's going to be pretty cool. And people are going to be excited for it.
Yeah, definitely. So here on the card, as far as the talent that will be there for signing, you got James Ellsworth, Rich Swann, of course, Brian Cage, Sue Young, Abyss, Brutus the, as Conor would say, Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake, Demolition, Robbie E, you got Animal, Kimberly, formerly of NXT, Hurricane Helms, and J.J. Dillon. It's going
Hardcore
to be...
Hardcore Holly as well.
Hardcore Holly. It's going to be a who's who, Chad. What can you tell the fan that's, you know, on your website at standalonewrestling.com and they want to buy the ticket and they're just like wondering, give them the final sell, give them the final push of why they want to buy tickets for the show.
Yeah, this, you know, I think our convention is just going to be much more interactive than, you know, others, and this is not a knock on anybody, but we're going to do things like trivia contests and name that tune. You know, we're going to announce soon something where you can be interactive with the ring and, you know, like actually like create your own gimmick and stuff like that, have your own entrance. And, you know, we still have about 20 more guests to announce that I know of right now. So, you know, all around, it's going to be a real good time for, you know, any age of fan, from a young child to, you know, grandparents. You know, there's going to be absolutely something for everybody here.
No question about that. There seems to be a huge amount of talent that's going to be there. Seems like it's going to be a bit of everything for everyone there. So that's kind of like the identity you guys have been building when we spoke to you last time in terms of trying to figure out what the identity is of every promotion, because every promotion is different. In terms of this event here, it seems like, I mean, I'm not trying to make it sound like a bad thing, because sometimes you have to be really aggressive, but like you're putting all your eggs out in this basket. What do you hope to achieve from this besides the popularity of it being sold out and people walking home after the event thinking, man, I got my money's worth?
Yeah, just that, what's next? You know, what are we going to do year two? You know, this is, I don't want to do this every 6 months. I don't want to do it every quarter. That's it's not realistic. I don't have the time. It's too stressful. You know, doing it once a year is plenty enough. But I want to have the people say, hey, listen, next year, next August, we're going to Atlantic City again. We're going to Boardwalk Beatdown. You know, we can't wait to see what's happening and, you know, what are we going to do differently? Each time I want to, you know, evolve. So,
speaking of evolving, are you already thinking about next year? Or are you still focusing right now on what's going to happen this coming August?
I have thoughts for next year, but of course we have to see how this one goes first.
Yeah,
before jumping into the next, definitely.
All right, so you can get tickets.
Yeah, Atlantic City is a tough market, you know, so we're in for a challenge. And getting people to come to Atlantic City, getting people to spend money in Atlantic City, getting people to stay in Atlantic City. You know, there's a lot of challenges. So, You know, I'm fighting all those battles now.
Well, they're opening up a Hard Rock down there. I'm not sure if it's going to be in time for August, but there's kind of like a little bit of rejuvenation down in AC, right, Chad?
Two casinos are going to open up June 28th.
Okay.
Hard Rock and Ocean Resort. They're actually pretty close to each other. And where we're going to have the Dinner with the Stars. That's a brand new restaurant that's going to open up on Tennessee Avenue. And they're, you know, they're redoing that whole road. So the whole Atlantic City is, you know, changing, which, you know, people aren't seeing it yet. And, you know, the media has been very hard on Atlantic City. And I'm a big believer in Atlantic City. I spent 11 years in the industry in the casinos. And, you know, I believe, you know, that this is going to be a good turnaround for Atlantic City.
Chad, do you think the whole news that came out about the Supreme Court overturning the ban on sports betting is going to help Atlantic City thrive a lot more, which will ultimately benefit more people going there to hopefully seeing the success of this event into next year as well will help boom your company?
Yeah, we've been talking about that for years, the sports betting, and you know, it's finally going to happen. And, yeah, it's going to be huge. You know, you can walk in a casino, you can bet on your favorite sports team or, you know, whatever else you want to bet on now. It's going to be great for the local economy. It's going to add jobs. And, yeah, sure, the more tourists that come to Atlantic City are going to be great. Even on the opposite end of the boardwalk, they're going to open a Stockton campus, and that's something we're going to go after too. We're going to go after the Stockton kids, you know, come see the wrestling shows, come to the conventions, and, you know, so that's we have a lot of marketability around the city that we're going to be working on.
All I know is my first bet that I put at the casino is going to be I'm taking the Bullet Club with the points.
Yeah.
They're going to cover the spread.
They're going to cover the spread.
There's no doubt that's going to be a bet as well. Who's going over?
Yeah.
Who's going over, who's going under, basically.
It's a huge coup, Chad, to get, you know, the Bullet Club. I mean, they're the hottest thing. I mean, talk about All In and just talk about, like, the resurgence of pro wrestling and how significant it is for them to, the very next week, to sell out a 10,000-seat arena. I mean, it's got to be, for independent wrestling, a great sign, right?
It's a great sign. And, you know, I would like to talk about the negativity of people on it. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, my God, it's the scalpers. You know, they bought all the tickets, blah, blah, blah. First off, that's not the case. That actually happened. And secondly, even with things like scalpers, WWE still can't sell out venues.
Yeah.
So here, All In, which is an indie show, they sold it out, whether it was with scalpers or not. You know, even the percentage, they still sold it out. Where if you go to WWE, who's going to be in Wildwood? They're not going to sell out Wildwood with the house show. You know, but an independent show is just like a house show, in my opinion. And they sold it out and quick. It didn't take days. It took, 45 minutes, 30 minutes? It was insane. So it shows that people want a demand besides WWE. You know, there has to be something else that rises up to compete with WWE. And I hope, you know, whether it's them or something else, something has to come through.
Well, you're right. Something has to come through. But kind of like we spoke about the first time, where like there seems to be a huge resurgence now. And I think the events that transpire now with All In, the tickets selling out under 30 minutes, it seems like really people are thirsty for another alternative, which is why, you know, Boardwalk Beatdown is going to be so exciting. I mean, do you feel, I mean, granted, you're dealing with a lot of stress of booking talent, getting the card, the matches, what's going to happen, all that stuff, plus doing your regular day job and all the million things that you do during the course of the day. But do you feel that sense of excitement too, the mere fact that people are just excited to see other alternatives, other promotions, and independent wrestling is it strong right now than it's ever been?
Yeah, you know, it's so exciting. You know, I can still go to other shows, other people's shows. I support shows. I share shows. You know, you see at my own convention, I'm inviting other wrestling promotions, which is very rare. You know, we're all competitors, but, you know, I want everybody to grow. You know, if 1,000 people come to Boardwalk Beatdown and they find out about SWF or they find out about WrestlePro or Game Changer or CZW, I want us all to grow. You know, let's all create more wrestling fans. You know, it's an exciting time right now.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a cooperative effort too, and I think that's what you need to do too to get the fans, you know, excited, especially in Jersey and Atlantic City rejuvenation. I think somewhere you wrote it's going to be, you know, it's going to be the last big event there was maybe like a WrestleMania 5, right? So it's going to be, you know, everything that he says it's going to be. I mean, I totally have confidence in Chad. He's promoted his ass off. And look at the lineup. Go on the website, standalonewrestling.com. Get your tickets for this event. Follow him on Twitter, @SawProWrestling. And just to go down the events and tell me if I made a mistake, Chad. So on the 24th, 7 p.m. At Tennessee Ave, beer Hall in Atlantic City. It's going to be Dinner with the Stars. Then August the 25th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. At the Claridge Hotel in AC will be the signings, and that's where Bullet Club will be. And then at 7 p.m., Saw Wrestling will be at the Celebrity Theater at Claridge in AC. And also on 11 p.m., have drinks and laughter party back at Tennessee Ave Beer Hall. And then you can go to boardwalkbeatdown.eventbrite.com, or you can call 609-709-8536. Did I do that justice, Chad?
Absolutely perfect.
Spoken like a true read right there, right, Chad?
Yeah.
My big question is, Chad, is how are you going to separate these two huge, humongous egos, which is Bill Goldberg and Goldberg? How are you going to keep those guys separated?
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be tough. Thank God Goldberg is in a private room with Sting.
Yeah, and not to mention, right?
Yes, you're protecting him from Goldberg, right?
Yeah. And not to mention, though, of course, there's not only the Bullet Club, but again, Goldberg and Sting will be there. So there's a lot of options that you can go on the website and pick and choose what kind of packages you want to do with all the wrestlers, and especially with Bullet Club, too. But think about this. You know, we were there when he said Sting was going to be there, because the news broke that Goldberg is going to be there. Sting then at his event by Atlantic City that day that we went to. And now, you know, the Bullet Club will be there, and news broke this week that they were going to be there. You got Cody, you got Brandy, you've got Marty, Hangman, and the Bucks. It doesn't get much better than that, man. It's going to be a great summer. And right before Labor Day weekend and they go all in, go to Atlantic City and check out Boardwalk Beatdown, Chad.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, no problem, man. If anything breaks, let us know. We'll get you back on, all right, Chad?
All right, thanks for everything.
No problem.
You know, again, major props to being all in yourselves.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, just like you, the hustle's real, man. So
we're just following your example, Chad, because you know you don't sleep. We know sometimes you don't eat, and you have, you know, bags under your eyes just like we do. So we're like, if Chad can do it, God damn it, so can we. So we appreciate everything you do, and we're just lucky to be a part of it, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Chad. Talk to you later, man. All right, our thanks goes out to Chad Minnis, Standalone Pro Wrestling, and Boardwalk Beatdown. Of course, all the information, if you just go on their website or their Facebook page, Standalone Wrestling, you will find out how you can be a part of that huge event. Remember, it's only going to be 700 people, so it's not going to be 10,000 seats, but 700 people, it can be done to sell that thing out, too. So definitely go there and watch great professional wrestling, you know, and it's in the backdrop of Atlantic City. Go gamble, go to some fine restaurants, and also watch some professional wrestling. It's going to be awesome, and we will be there on August the 25th doing a show. Our podcast, iSpot Podcast, will be there, so it's going to be great, man. We're going to try to get you the best interviews possible, but, you know, Chad, man. Chad's getting it done.
He's getting it done. It's really inspiring for the mere fact that, you know, speaking to Chad the first time we had him on the show and all the different hats that he wears and the mere fact
hats
that he's able
wear.
Hats to wear. I get it now. If you guys watch Reading Rainbow, if you don't, YouTube it because we're showing our age. We're
love
dating
you,
ourselves. Yes, we love LeVar Burton. We got to get him on the show. We got to get LeVar Burton on
Why
the show.
Why not? LeVar Burton. Reading Rainbow.
But, yeah, just the mere fact that he does so many things and juggles so many stuff within his life, not to mention his full-time thing that he does, and the mere fact that he's able to, and probably Chad would be the first one to admit, he doesn't always do a great job of balancing everything out, but he does his very best job of doing just that and allowing himself to, you know, be flexible enough in a schedule, which is chaotic world of professional wrestling, to do that. What I like about the event too, Jeff, is that not only is the Bullet Club going to be there and everybody's excited for
Brandy's
that.
Brandy's going to be there. Brandy.
Unfortunately, he couldn't get Farrah on the show.
Farrah's price has gone through the roof.
I tell you, the ego on that dog, I have no idea, man. I have no idea. But what's exciting about it is it has something for everybody. And that's what's really cool about it. Sometimes when you go to a certain event, it might be for a certain demographic. What I like about Chad is he's trying to involve and encompass everybody in there. You know, it's family, it's die hardcore fans, it's people maybe who've never watched wrestling. Hey, come down and see a show. You're going to be entertained. I think Chad does a great job of mixing all those things together, because ultimately, at the end, what Chad wants as a promoter is to make sure when you go to the event, like Boardwalk Beatdown, when you leave that event, you're going to be like, wow, I got my money's worth.
Yeah, and remember, it is August 24th through the 25th. Tickets are available. Go to standalonewrestling.com. Make sure you get your tickets. There are different kind of packages available for Bullet Club, for Goldberg, for Sting, and for everyone else over there. Too many. You got James Ellsworth is going to be there. You know, the list goes on and on. Kimberly, formerly of NXT, will be there, yes, too. So a lot of the Impact stars will be there, too. You know, the Decay will be there too, Abyss, Rosemary. And so, I mean, it's just going to be, you know, amazing. It's going to be like a mini All In, and it's going to be the weekend before Labor Day in Atlantic City. So definitely want to go check that out.
And ultimately, we're so happy for Chad that he's able to do this. You know, he's able to do this and reap the benefits of the success that hopefully this will lead into next year, which he's already thinking about. But again, waiting until August and waiting for a Boardwalk Beatdown to be complete before he starts working on something like that. So from us at the High Spot Podcast, we're going to be more than happy for Chad to be a part of it, but also to see the success that he's going through, and we live vicariously through that with him.
Yeah, definitely interviews will be available on our YouTube channel. Make sure you check out the High Spot Podcast YouTube channel. You'll get interviews, like I said, there's interviews with Eric Bischoff, there's interviews with, you know, Jack Swagger and Danielle Monáe, a.k.a. Summer Rae. You can also catch The Adventures with Trendsetter. It's that little mini-series that's driving up the subscriptions even as we speak on our channel. Trendsetter, who you got coming up this week?
Coming up this week, guys, you will see the lovely, beautiful, curvaceous, and she loves it when I say this because she loves me complimenting her, guys, Kelly Cabana, taking the cam world by storm.
Related to Cole Cabana?
No relation there, believe She's it or Jewish. Not. I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't think she is.
I thought that'd interview her about. Oh, okay. Forget it.
Yeah, something other than her ethnicity and what she's who we
for religion.
For religion and stuff like that. But definitely a great interview there, and also looking forward to that. And also Anna Claire Clouds is going
say
to
say that three times fast.
I'll say it one more time for you. Anna Claire Clouds is on the show as well. So excited to speak to her because similar to that, Jeff, I spoke to another individual that most people know a lot about, Jillian Jansen. This girl's only 22 years old, 23 years old, or has her own business. Anna Claire Clouds is around 23, 24 years old and is taking the cam world by storm. It's amazing, Jeff. Believe it or not, you know, we talked about professional wrestling, how, you know, people feel you have to work for the major companies like WWE. Mm-hmm. With the adult film industry, what's cool about it is that with cam modeling and camming, which they call it, you can be successful and make a great living off just doing that. You don't have to get into the industry in terms of working for those big promotions.
You got to find the next...
That niche. This is a way to the future. This is, for example, a way of finding out who the next talents are. And if you're just comfortable of just doing stuff like that, you can make a good living off of that. So they've been taking the cam world by storm.
There you go. And you can only catch that on the YouTube channel. That is Adventures with Trendsetter on High Spot Podcast. Definitely like
and subscribe. Huge thanks, you know, goes out to the Star Factory PR and the Rub PR for allowing this to happen.
They're liking your Sue Young interview.
I liked it too. It's Sue Young,
look
my
the
goodness.
Comments. Have you seen the comments? They loved it. They wish she would have, you know, stayed in kayfabe, which is great. But you get a lot of likes on that.
Of course. I can't wait for the day where she actually says something to me rather than just hit me. You're not too young. The day's coming, Sue Young. Payback, so you know what.
So the next time you will see us will be this Saturday for Pro Wrestling Magic. We'll be doing commentary for their All for the Glory show in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. The women's tournament there for the Casamento Cup. So catch there, and we'll get you interviews from Ridgefield Park, Pro Wrestling Magic. Their season finale, I think, too, right?
No, I believe their season finale is in July or June. June.
Second to last season
second
finale.
Second to last.
Uh-huh. For Pro Wrestling Magic on the 19th, which is this Saturday. And also, you can find us on the Cheap Pops Podcast Network. That is Brian Fritz of the Sporting News and Michael Wiseman's Baby. They are the flagship show there. We pay homage to you. It is Between the Ropes. They are the flagship show on that network, and their shows drop every Wednesday. You can also listen to two great guys that we met in New Orleans, Sport Guys Talking Wrestling with Stu Myers and Justin Simmons.
Gotta love Stu, man.
They
Stu's
will be
awesome.
All in, too. They will be all in, and they will be there on Thursday.
Can't wait to see them
so
there.
You can listen to their show.
We'll be all in together. First round's on us, guys.
The Cosmic Geppetto. Get the latest on everything in pop culture. Well, actually, going back to Stu, he owes a deep dish pizza. So deep dish pizza's on Stu on Thursday when we go down to Chicago.
Getting stick hungry
to,
now.
Stick to the Gimmick with Spencer Davies and Martin Harp. They're recapping everything in NXT. So if you want to get the latest on the whole Ciampa Gargano rivalry, definitely want to listen to Stick to the Gimmick with Spencer Davies and Martin Harp. And of course, We got to thank the Shining Wizards and B-Plus Player Radio Networks for sticking with us. You got Kickin' Ass Podcast with Jesse and Andy, A Drink with Gino, Shot of Wrestling, who will also be at Boardwalk Beatdown, and, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Adam Haggerty with Outsider's Edge. We love you, Mark. And, man, that's it, man. And next week, we have a great show for you because I have been binge-watching Cobra Kai, man, and I got the trendsetter involved. I'm more nostalgic about it. I was, like, going crazy. I was hitting you on the arm saying, dude, how good does this episode get? You get 10 episodes of Cobra Kai, and what that is, folks, if you guys are Karate Kid fans and diehards, and we've watched all of them, yes, even three, this is a great show for you guys. It's so well done. William Zabka comes back to the role of Mr. Lawrence, Johnny Lawrence, and of course Ralph Macchio never ages. He comes back as Dan LaRusso, and it's just a side of
LaRusso
just gives you both sides of the spectrum of when life kicks you and keeps you down, and then the good life of Dan LaRusso. So we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll dive more into it. But it gives a combination of two great spears.
And I'm excited to hear it.
I've seen both sides of something. The story. Yeah. So when you see a movie, usually you see it from one perspective. Here you get a chance to see it from double perspectives, and then you make the assessment of which one you feel stronger for.
Exactly. We're going to talk about it as fans, as people that are marking out to such a.
We're really
great
dating
show.
Ourselves now.
It is on YouTube Red, guys. So listen, it came out May 2nd. So now when we come back with the show, it's going to be close to the end of May. So I don't care if I spoil it for you guys. You guys,
if by this time you haven't seen it really, you're not going to see it then.
And the best part about it is there's going to be a season 2. Now we have to wait till 2019, but there will be a season 2. But me, the trendsetter, and maybe a special guest or two are going to talk about Cobra Kai and just how freaking good it should be and how William Zabka should be given an award or something like that because he should have been working this whole time. He's so good.
No, it's true. But I think, waiting this long in terms of this certain role, he jumps right into it like he never left. It's just exactly. A huge testament to him and his talents, and also Ralph Macchio as well, diving back into that role. And just like you said,
the writing is excellent.
It's full of nostalgia,
awesome,
Jeff, but
the right way. Not the wrong way,
but it's also for the audience, too, that hasn't watched it. You don't need to watch The Karate Kid to get an understanding of where this is going. But if you do, it's a benefit to you because even The Karate Kid transcends through time. It's kind of dateless, although it is in certain time frames in time.
You know what's dateless? I'm dateless.
I'm dateless too, man.
That's why we're binge watching Cobra Kai. That's all we have.
But it's a great combination too. It's not only for the old school in terms of people who liked it and the legacy of what the Karate Kid was, but also for a new fan coming in, they can get invested into the character as well and kind of a new age and just continues on the legacy.
We'll be talking the wrestling. We'll get back to Raw. We'll get good Money in the Bank is still a few weeks away, but we want to give you a
big announcement though for Money in the Bank.
Oh. Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey. Listen, I don't want to be bitching. I want to hear you guys bitching. Oh, it's too soon for Ronda. Oh, people are going to boo her. Yeah, that's the match again.
First of all, you don't want to hear it, Jeff. You know you're going to hear it because that's the first thing people are going to say in terms of that, the way it was presented. All those things can dive into. I mean, we could talk a little bit about it now or you could save it till next week. But at the same time, people are in an uproar for this, whether they're for it or against it. Because right now, the mere fact that Nia Jax, who, in my opinion, has kind of been given the short end of the stick here in terms of having her own title reign, dealing with the whole issues of Alexa Bliss and the whole bullying stuff, now going against somebody like Ronda Rousey, she only had one match under her belt, brings up a lot of dynamics to a lot of people want to talk about.
So we will talk about that, but again, Money in the Bank is still a few weeks away, so we're going to bring you some wrestling, and we're going to talk Cobra Kai next week too on the High Spot Podcast, going to give you a little bit of everything and also pop culture, and Cobra Kai has a special place in our heart. So we will see you guys next week. I am Jeff Martin alongside the trendsetter, Brian Berga. We are all in, and we do this for you guys. We do it for
the crew.
You're the best around. No one's ever gonna take you down.